Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023, but let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate. Offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.
Welcome to the BetQL Daily Boost. I'm Lucy Burge of BetQL.com, and I am joined by Dan Karpuk and Kate Constable. And Thursday night football tonight, George Kittle is our odds boost today. George Kittle to score a touchdown and the 49ers to win. This is the Lions boost at BetMGM today.
Insert lion roar.
Yes, put that sound. If we had a soundboard, that would be right there.
Lion, I wish I could make, I can't make that sound. I mean, I wish we could
hear it now, Dan.
Roar.
There we go. It is boosted. Now it's a party. Boosted from perfect. Yay, perfect lion roar.
It's like that was like the Simba type of
roar there, I think. Well, yeah, Simba king. So boosted from +360 to +450 at BetMGM. So Kittle has 4 touchdowns this season, so there's value there. I personally like the 49ers to win here. So with those two combined, there's a ton of value in this odds boost and a reason it's the Lions boost today. Lots of passes.
Seattle funnels passes to tight ends and running backs. The Seahawks have allowed 61.4 receiving yards per game to opposing tight ends, the fourth most in the NFL, while only allowing 130.38 receiving yards to opposing wide receivers this year, the fourth lowest in the league. While Kittle's been pretty inconsistent this year, this is one of the best spots a tight end can be in, and he has a big play ability that I look for. The last time he played a tight end funnel team, he caught 4 passes for 84 yards and 2 touchdowns against the Cardinals. BetQL is also giving the 49ers a 58.7% chance to win this game, so I like Kittle and the 49ers to light up Lumen Field. Get it? Yeah. Light up Lumen Field.
You're on fire today, Dan. This
love
is
it. Look at that.
Lion roar. We've got the jokes. I like this one too. George Kittle hasn't had a touchdown since late November, so he might be due for one tonight. Also, like as a former Iowa Hawkeye, you always got to bet on your guys there scoring a touchdown. You know, coming up big for their teams, and I think he will do that tonight, especially with Brock Purdy at quarterback. Like George Kittle is a safe go-to guy for him and someone that he can rely on to catch passes throughout the game. And getting the win tonight, I like that as well. I think the Seahawks, they started great. They were a really good feel-good story early in the season, but they've just kind of been floundering lately. And I don't think they have what it takes to match up against this 49ers defense. So love both of those angles there for that boost.
Yes, this boost is a light bulb with all the lumens. So much brightness going on in this one. So get in on that at +450 at BetMGM and head to BetQL.com/boosts to see all of today's best odds boosts and check out our exclusive sportsbook offers there as well. And follow us on Twitter at Daniel Karpuk, at Kate Constable, and at Lucille Burge. Our favorite bets for today. I'm going with 49ers. -3.5 against the Seahawks here. The 49ers are on a roll right now. They haven't slowed down at all with Brock Purdy in Jimmy Garoppolo's place, although he might not play. He's questionable. I still think they can cover this spread. The 49ers have won their last 5 games and covered in 4 of those, while the Seahawks have lost 3 of their last 4 and are coming off of a loss. So I like the 49ers to cover this spread on this stage of Thursday Night Football, -3.5.
Nice. I'm going to go with Christian McCaffrey under 17.5 carries. Now, in McCaffrey's first 7 starts with the 49ers, he's only gotten over this 17.5 carry mark one time. Now he's banged up. This is a short week. Jordan Mason got double-digit carries last week. And also Deebo Samuel stealing carries as well. Brock Purdy has actually rushed a few times as well over the last few games here. So I think that, you know, they're going to be kind of conservative here. I think the 49ers, Lucy, are going to get out to a gigantic lead. I think they're going to easily win and cover in this game. So I don't think they're going to have to use McCaffrey for 18 plus carries in this game tonight.
And you've got to imagine that they're going to be going to Kittle a little bit more than usual.
Exactly.
So taking some plays away from McCaffrey here. But I'm going to go into the NBA, surprise, surprise, and I'm going to go with the Grizzlies -2 over the Bucks. Bucks are coming off of that big win over the Warriors. Jrue Holiday is likely not going to play tonight, and the Grizzlies are in a pretty comfy spot at home. They've had 4 straight home games, so have the edge there over Milwaukee, who's had to travel over time zones now twice this week, so maybe a little fatigue setting in for them. And then just matchup-wise, Jaren Jackson Jr. down low, I like what he can do in terms of just kind of flustering the Bucks front court there, so I'm going to take the Grizzlies at -2.
Awesome. We saw what traveling could do to somebody last night with the Celtics game with Marcus Smart, who had to leave the court to get sick. So maybe the Bucks.
I missed that.
Yeah. Thankfully, we all did. That would have been a disaster if that had happened. So yeah, that's not in the favor of the Bucks there. So love those and subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boost wherever you get your podcasts.